The web of the Mueller investigation extends far beyond Michael Cohen and the Trump family.
President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort.
Former campaign aide, George Papadopoulos.
President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Longtime Donald Trump advisor, Roger Stone.
Konstantin Kalimnik, a Russian political consultant.
13 Russian nationals and 3 Russian companies.
I heard some names thrown around before that were hangers-on or on the campaign.
To date, 34 different people have been indicted by Robert Mueller and his team of investigators, and 5 of them have agreed to guilty pleas. It's a lot of names and changes to wrap your head around, and thankfully, Andrew Prokop is here to help lay it all out for us. He's a senior politics correspondent for Vox. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get started with the most recent indictment to come out of the Mueller investigation. Remember this guy, Roger Stone? What information was revealed in his indictment?
So Roger Stone was charged with lying to Congress and withholding information and trying to intimidate a witness regarding the 2017 House Intelligence Committee investigation into Russian interference with the campaign. Specifically, this was about Stone's statements about WikiLeaks. And there's still a lot of mystery here because the indictment lays out various emails Stone exchanged with others about what Julian Assange may have been planning regarding releasing the hacked emails of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. But it's still not entirely clear what Stone knew, how he got it, and especially what Donald Trump knew. And that's becoming more important today because this is one of the issues that Cohen is going to address in his testimony.
So we've ticked off Michael Cohen, we've ticked off Roger Stone, and now we're going to enter another name, Paul Manafort. What is the latest with his former Trump campaign chairman?
So Manafort was charged with financial crimes and lobbying disclosure crimes related to his lobbying for the former government of Ukraine. And he was convicted at trial, eventually struck a plea deal, and then agreed to cooperate with Mueller. But that cooperation has fallen apart. There have been accusations from Mueller that Manafort deliberately lied. And a judge sided with Mueller on several of these counts and found that it was persuasive that Manafort lied to investigators. And I think the most important of the instances that Mueller alleged here is that Manafort, he says, lied about sharing internal Trump campaign polling data with Konstantin Kalimnik, who is a Russian national who the government says has ties to Russian intelligence. So this is a pretty big example, if it is corroborated, of someone very high up in the Trump campaign, the chairman, Paul Manafort, having contacts with somebody tied to Russian intelligence and giving important information. We don't know why he gave that information. Some have speculated it was just Manafort's efforts to line up future business for himself. But the other possibility is that he wanted something in return, that he was trying to ask or better inform Russian interference efforts on perhaps social media propaganda.
Well, you mentioned the next name I was going to ask you about. Here we go. Konstantin Kalimnik, for those of you keeping track at home, who is a Russian political operative who's connected to Paul Manafort. We don't know a lot about this guy. I mean, even when you Google him, there's like one picture that kind of floats around. Like, how key is he to this investigation?
So Kalimnik worked with Manafort for over a decade in this Ukraine work. And it appears that Kalimnik was essentially the guy opening the doors for Manafort when it came to oligarch power and potentially government connections in Ukraine and Russia. And a Mueller prosecutor, Andrew Weissman, said in a court hearing recently that this matter of Manafort allegedly handing polling data over to Kalimnik is central to the special counsel's investigation, and he basically said it was very important to what they were looking into, Russian interference and whether anyone with Trump knew about it. So Kalimnik really does look like a central figure in all this.
I'm speaking with Andrew Prokop of Vox about some of the key figures at the center of the Mueller investigation. Andrew, let's bring in another name here. Someone else in Paul Manafort's orbit who agreed to a guilty plea with Bob Mueller. The name is Rick Gates. He has cooperated quite a bit. Where does he fit into all this?
So Gates was Manafort's sort of American right-hand man through all of this Ukraine work, and worked very closely with Manafort, and also came with Manafort to the Trump campaign. And when Manafort was dismissed from the campaign in August 2016, Gates stuck around, and Gates took a high-level role in planning Trump's inauguration as well, which is also something that's under investigation. Now, Gates flipped and struck a plea deal with Mueller about a year ago and has been cooperating ever since. He testified at Manafort's trial in Virginia, but he's also been providing other information. And he was, it seems, at this meeting with Kilimnik where Manafort handed over the polling data. So that allegation is in part based on what Gates has told investigators. So he's a very important witness in documenting what happened in 2016 and Manafort's role in it.
So, Andrew, I want to ask you, what really is there sort of a thread? I mean, there are other names here. There's the name Carter Page. There's the Internet Research Agency, other players that we have. We have about a minute left, and I'd love to get your thoughts on what the big takeaway is here. Is there a thread that we should be focusing on? The big picture here was to try and prove collusion.
I think what we've learned is that there was a lot going on in the 2016 campaign that was hidden from us and that wasn't known. Trump's talks about a Trump Tower Moscow that Cohen was involved in, this matter of handing a guy with Russian intelligence ties Trump campaign polling data, and whatever happened with Roger Stone and WikiLeaks. We don't yet know the full story, but what we are learning, I do think, is scandalous already that all of these things were going on and that the American public had no idea about them.
Andrew Prokop is senior politics correspondent for Vox. Andrew, thanks so much for your insights.
Thanks for having me.